It used to be that public art was supposed to last for a long, long time. But these days, public art projects, like Chicago's widely imitated cow parade, seem to have a much shorter shelf life. That's the case with a new temporary art project in Philadelphia. It's modeled on an advertising campaign. To close our show today, Joel Rose has that story.
Regulars at this posh Philadelphia coffee shop may not know it, but what they're holding in their hands is art. Since Labor Day, Philadelphia commuters have been sipping coffee from paper cups printed with a black and white photograph of an old man's knuckles, or speeding by a highway billboard bearing only the words, blah, blah, blah.
It's like in between. It's like this in-between moment.
James Mills is one of the artists who contributed to Imprint, a public art exhibit organized by the Print Center of Philadelphia. For the last month, the project has been bringing art directly to the morning commuter.
I just envisioned this, you know, kind of guy in his car, on his way to work, talking on his cell phone, eating his bagel, and then looking up, and just, you know, in between the McDonald's ad and the Toyota ad is what I did.
Highway billboards are only the beginning. Imprint is deploying art on bus shelters, in full-page ads in the Sunday paper, even printed on the side of disposable coffee cups. The project gathered original work from six artists. Several of them used the opportunity to play on the visual language of outdoor advertising. New York photographer John Copeland's contributed pictures of his own age-ravaged body, a comment on our culture's obsession with youth. Philadelphia artist Susan Fenton took her material from the fashion industry. Her hand-colored photographs are designed to look like fashion ads, until you notice that the models are wearing stuff from Home Depot.
If I'm using industrial materials, it's obviously absurd. It's restricting. No one would be able to walk around wearing that. Sometimes, occasionally, models even complain that they were having trouble breathing in there.
In theory, images like these are currently saturating the visual environment of Philadelphia. But on the day I picked to look at the bus shelter posters, the art looked small. The posters seemed to get lost between all the ads and shop windows and foot traffic in Philadelphia. For about 30 minutes, a poster by James Mills was pretty much ignored by pedestrians at the corner of 18th and Chestnut, except for one man.
Blah, 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 blah. I mean, we think that all the time. And some conversations that we get ourselves involved with sometimes is blah, 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 blah. And it's humorous. You think about it, you think, yeah, I guess that's what I do, you know.
The artwork itself is really just a trigger mechanism. I mean, the real work or the real value is what happens in people's heads.
Artist James Mills figured commuters wouldn't have long to linger over his work. But Mills says he isn't bothered by the ephemeral nature of the project. Quite the contrary.
Disposability is great. I mean, everything else is disposable. Why shouldn't art be? We got museums filled with stuff that's going to last forever. I am totally unconcerned with that. It's really about the idea. And if people get the idea, then they remember it forever.
Apparently, not everyone is quite so ready to say goodbye to the physical art object. The first print of Mills' poster was stolen, ostensibly for someone's private collection, after being on the street for less than 24 hours. Mills couldn't have been happier. For Studio 360, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.